Pianists and pianists.
You got it loaded with musicians now. That's great. And an obnoxious speaker. So that's me. I want to start off by saying Happy Mother's Day. Right? Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, give them a hand, the mothers in here. They deserve it. It's been rumored to me that being a mother is a difficult job. And I don't understand that when mothers have wonderful children just like me. Well, on second thought, now I know why it's so tough. And just ask my wife, she'll tell you. Kathy knows that I need a lot of mothering. And I still need mothering today. And this is true, just come and visit our house after Kathy visits her mother for a few days and leaves Tommy and I home alone. There's a new administration that happens. You see, the food pyramid is completely turned around with an all-male administration. That is where ice cream becomes a food group, and pizza is a staple breakfast food. But Tommy, at least, and I are smart enough and have the fear of the home mother that we know we need to get the place cleaned up before the boss gets home. And I say that lovingly and I say that respectfully, but pizza boxes are hard to hide. And, you know, they're a pain because they're really awkward and they don't fold up well, but I can tell you this, they do burn. So for you men out there. But, you know, the relationship at home, in my home, reminds me of a sign that my longtime administrative assistant had posted behind her desk for years. It said something like this: do you want to talk to the man in charge or to the woman who knows what's going on? Is that true in your home? Well, welcome to my world. You're there. So today is a day that we celebrate our mothers, and they deserve it. Amen? And you see, that includes my wife, Kathy. She's a great mom. And, you know, sometimes for mothers, I think it's just enough for them to make it through the day. And it's like this mom. She was dealing with the stress of her everyday responsibilities, and she says this: some people go to therapy. Some people go to therapy, but I just stay in the bathroom with my favorite magazine for a little while. That's how mom's life is. And I don't understand why they're in the bathroom for so long. I thought it was just some weird digestive biological difference, you know, that men are from Mars and women are from Venus kind of thing. And frankly, I have no idea how they use the facilities on Venus or even if they have them, but probably right now NASA has some deep space probe trying to figure that out. But you know, the mothers in our lives carry many responsibilities willingly, don't they? They carry them. And there is the virtuous woman who's described in Proverbs 31. And I'll just tell you this. That woman describes there, and you can amen this woman, she's a superhero, isn't she? She's a superhero with a scarlet cape made of fine linen, of course, and then sashes for everyone. Look at Proverbs 31 and you'll get that joke. You see, we men couldn't even live with a chapter like that in the Bible. Sorry, men, but none of you would be remotely qualified as deacons as compared to if we had the virtuous man. If there were a chapter 32, the virtuous man of chapter 32, there isn't such a book. And I just say this, because wise ancient church fathers of good cheer removed Proverbs 32 from the most reliable versions of the Bible. And we thank them for that. Actually, there's no chapter 32. We couldn't even live with a chapter 32. But you see, for you good mothers, Proverbs 31 sounds like your daily to-do list. One mother said, I know that my to-do list must be somewhere under this pile of papers. That's how busy mothers are. But you know it's true, all of us here, that our lives are improved by mothers' ministries. And your children's lives and families' lives are improved by mothers' ministries. And I know some mothers here feel like they're kind of on the edge of sanity sometimes, like the evil thoughts of this one mother. It's not that there's too much laundry, she says. It's that there's too many people. Don't let yourself go there, mothers. Think of your children and your husband. Forget that I said that. Let's just say that we need you. And we need you sane, and we need you healthy, and we need you happy. How else would I know personally the location of the food on my face and shirt if it weren't for my wife's keen perception and graciously pointing it out to me? She's always helping me out. So I would just say this. Moms, we need you. And you know it. And this mother gets it when she says, "My husband thinks he can do all the things that I do. But then again, he thinks professional wrestling is real." Do you ladies know sometimes we have no perception of all the things that you do to enhance our lives? Moms, you're important, and your ministry is important to your family and to the body of Christ. And I've heard it said before, if you want to see a healthy church, you will find that it has healthy families. Amen. So mothers, you're not only building up your family, you're building up the church family as well. Amen? You are, because it's the basis of the church. I really like when the Apostle Paul, think of this, the Apostle Paul was trying to encourage a stressed out young apprentice pastor of his. And he does this, he reminds Timothy of his spiritual heritage. You'll find it in 2 Timothy 1:5. Do you want to turn there? As Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:5, I want you to hear this verse. "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that's in you, Timothy, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is also in you." You see, these mothers passed their faith along. And like good mothers, not just by talking about it, but they lived it out in their actions. So here's Paul. He's trying to encourage the genuine faith that's in Timothy's heart. But Paul reminds Timothy that that faith came through such a strong example of the godly mothers that were in his life. You see, they passed their authentic faith onto him. So I don't know what you think, but mothers, you're doing pretty well when an apostle is pointing to your example to encourage his apprentice. Amen? You're doing real well with that. So godly mothers, you need to understand, you are game changers. We just had the NFL draft here in Chicago. And that drew in thousands and thousands of people at the chance of finding a player that would be a game changer. But you mothers are game changers. But it's not easy to be a game changer in the family, is it? It's not easy. One mother said it this way, "I'm juggling so many responsibilities, and Ringling Brothers and Bottom and Bailey Circus is just another phone call I need to return." Understand? That's how good of a juggler she is. And that's the way so many mothers are. And that mother got it right, because mothers work so hard. And one mother put it this way, "Mothering is not a job. Mothering is not a job. Because if it were, I'd be rich by now." Mothers pour in selflessly. Now, you might not feel that rich as a mother materially right now, but your ministry is enriching the lives of your family, and that will pay dividends in their lives and pay dividends for eternity. Amen? So I say this to you mothers, keep up the good work. And I see some grandmothers in here, and I'm telling you, you're not done mothering, are you, grandmothers? You're not. Sometimes you wish you were, but you're not. And I want to say this. God knows the value of a godly woman and of a godly mother. And Proverbs states it in Proverbs 31, verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is far above rubies. Listen to what it says there. Her worth is what? Far above rubies. Now, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I kind of hinted at it in Sunday school. I'm a gem geek. It's just true. I like gemstones. I collect them. I went mining for them, and that's what got me going on it. And it's sent. I have collected gemstones that I've mined myself. I have bought gemstones and sent them to a lapidary to have them cut and set into jewels. It's a hobby of mine. And a sapphire is the same stone as a ruby. Did you know that? A sapphire and a ruby are the same stone. And if a sapphire is red, it's called a ruby. And so all sapphires are, if you will, rubies of another color. But rubies are one of the most valuable stones in the world. And my guess is that when this was written, they were the most valuable stone in the world. Because if I asked you today what was the most valuable stone, you'd probably say a diamond. Well, I want to tell you this. Diamonds are artificially kept higher in value by a company called De Beers because they have a monopoly over diamonds. But my guess is probably rubies are actually more rare and would naturally probably be worth more than diamonds if it weren't for the monopoly on diamonds. And so when this is talking about far above rubies, my guess is he's talking about the most valuable stone at their time, not only a sapphire, but a sapphire that's red, and that is a ruby. And in Sunday school, I talked about how I went to Burma just recently, and 90% of the rubies in the world come from Burma, and they have some of the best rubies in the world. I went to a marketplace, and there was cases and cases of these beautiful red, pigeon red rubies that are so valuable and so beautiful. And in this passage is saying that the virtuous woman and mother is worth far more than rubies. Far more. Now, I'll just give you this. This little number I have on my finger is a sapphire. I don't know if you can see it. It's a star sapphire. This is about 20 carats. Pretty good, right, ladies? It's a big stone in here. This is a star sapphire, same as a ruby. This star sapphire is probably worth about 50 carats. So this stone in my ring is worth about $1,000. No, I didn't pay that for this because I bought this as a rough stone and I sent it to a lapidary who cut it and polished it. And then I had this ring made in India. But pound for pound, ladies, you are worth far more than rubies. Now, if I could turn this sapphire red with this kind of clarity, I couldn't tell you how much this stone would be worth. It'd be worth a lot more as a ruby. And you need to get it because what God is saying is you're more valuable than all of that. You are more valuable than all that. And that's not me talking. That's who talking? That's your God who made you and charged you with the job and the responsibilities that you have. Mothers, you are so valuable, you know, and sometimes those around you don't recognize it. But I'm telling you, you should, because God recognizes it, and He appreciates you. And I pray for you right now that God will confirm this in your hearts and minds, that His Spirit within you will confirm the words that I'm saying from the Word of God. Because this is God's message for you this morning. I didn't preach on Proverbs 31, because I don't want you to feel bad today. I want you to feel good today. Because that's how God feels about you. So much more valuable. You are a blessing and you are a trophy of God's grace in the lives of the people with whom you make a difference. But sometimes I know you just don't feel very appreciated. Is that true, mothers? Okay. There's a reason for this message, isn't there? Sometimes you don't feel all the appreciated, and sometimes satisfaction is hard to come by. And one mother put it this way, as a busy mother, when it's all said and done, I can put my head on the pillow with confidence and think, what time did I set the alarm for? You see, for a mother, sometimes it feels like the work is never going to end. Amen? The work is never going to end. Now, my message this morning is a couple parts. The first part is to tell you, ladies, God loves you and appreciates you. And you need to remember that. But now I'm preaching to the husbands and children here. Please turn to Proverbs 31, verse 27 to 31. Proverbs 31, 27 to 31. It says this, she watches over the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Look at verse 28. What's the job of the children there? To do what? What's their job? Can't hear you.
Rise up and call her blessed.
Oh, rise up. Rise up means what? Get up. No mother has ever said that to a child before, has she? Right? Get up. Your mother says that and you jump out of bed fully dressed, right? How many times does a mother have to tell a kid to get up? Maybe more than once. Child, get up and do what? Get up and bless your mother. Thank her and brag on her for all she does for you and all she does for her family. Nike had an interesting campaign that said, just what? Just do it. Children, just do it. They need it. They deserve it. Say something and do something for her that acknowledges all she has done and is doing for you. Rise up, and as Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done. Get it done. Rise up and make this happen. This is the Bible I'm preaching from here. This is the response to the godly mother. Rise up and get it done. She deserves it. Well, sometimes this doesn't naturally flow from children's mouths, does it? Does it? And so let me tell you this, fathers. If the kids are being lazy about this, you in the vernacular, get on their case. You need to be advocating for your wife for what the children aren't doing. Amen? If that's not leadership in the home, I don't know what leadership is. So when you sit down at home, and by chance, and I know not every home that that's true of, but many homes, it's not uncommon for the woman to do the cooking. Amen? It's not uncommon. Some men do it and are great cooks, and that's how your family is laid out. But I would come to the table, and I was a group home house father. I had 8 children there from all different families, plus my own. And there was no question I was going to be one of the first people who said, and Kathy will confirm it, Kathy, thank you for this meal. And then, bang, one kid would do it. Bang, 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 right around the table. All those kids were following my leadership, biblical leadership, to give that wife the praise and affirmation she deserves for what she's done for us. Now, nothing was better than for me to come to the table, sit down with the kids, and guess what? One of the kids would start that round of Thanksgiving. And so, fathers, you better show some leadership in your home to make sure that these mothers, on more than Mother's Day, are getting the appreciation that they deserve. Not that they want mothers, and I understand that. This is the appreciation that God says you deserve. So understand, I'm not making up this message here. It's right out of the Bible. Get it done. Your wife and their mother deserves their appreciation and praise. She should have that. Now, husbands and fathers, what's your job in verse 28? What's the job there? What are they supposed to do? What's it say there? Oh, interesting. We're not asking anything of the children that also isn't true for the what? Husband. The husband's taking the leadership in this. Now, husbands and fathers, your job in verse 28 is to praise your wife, the children, your children's mother. Praise her. And what I like about that, it's this. Build her up. Build her up. It says in verse 31, let her own works praise her at the city gate. What is the city gate? What the city gate is talking about is ancient cities. One of the places that business would be done in the public forum would be at the city gate. That's where the elders of the city would come. This is like saying, go down to the courthouse or to the plaza where everybody is coming for the market, where they're coming there to discuss issues. This is the place where the business of the town got done. And it's saying, in that place, you should be praising who? Your wife, the mother of your children. So what it's talking about here is that these husbands and these fathers are supposed to be going into the town at the gate where everybody is, and I'm just going to tell you how it is. Their job is to brag about their wife to other people. The Bible says, don't praise yourself. Let another man's lips praise you. This is God talking about telling the other man, praise this woman for what she does. Now, the ladies didn't write this message. God did. And it's saying this is what should happen. The husband needs to be heading up the bragging and the praising of his wife publicly. Now, I'm sorry to say, you know how things go in our sitcoms today. Parents are put down, right? The kids are cool and the parents are idiots. I'm sorry to say, that's just the way that it kind of is. But that isn't in God's economy. Those kids, if they've got anything going, guess who probably gave it to them? Their parents. And we need to get this thing going in the right direction again. But these ladies need to be, these mothers need to be bragged on by their husbands and their husband and their children. Now, mothers, you know it. that you do not serve so faithfully every single day, you do not serve so faithfully every single day just for simple thanks and praise. You know it, and I know it. But the fact is, you still deserve it, and God says it should be coming your way. Amen? That's what God says should happen. We can say this, and it's true. This is part of God's will for your life. And nothing's worse than when you're a mother making all these sacrifices for the family, and everybody takes you for granted. The Bible even talks about that, the sadness of an unloved woman. She's not loved and appreciated. And if we were going to draw a picture of the family today, it's the family, think of a 7-Eleven gas station, you know, convenience store where everybody's getting the gas, and, you know, there's all the milk and all the candy and all the other things that are in this place. And think of a lady running this place all at the same time, and people are coming and filling up their gas and not putting it on their credit card or not coming in and paying the cashier. And all they're coming in and they're taking stuff off the shelves, and this woman's trying to help them, and none of them are putting anything back into the register. And the place is basically being robbed, and none of them pay back at all. And then slumped over the counter is this woman who's been drained dry. And I just want to tell you, in many homes in the U.S., that's the mother, and that's her experience. She is just being used up without even the sense of people coming to her and showing any kind of appreciation for what she's doing. Now, if this isn't true in your family, I'm glad. But I work with enough families to see these women completely burned out mentally, spiritually, emotionally, with hardly a word of thanks and encouragement for all that they're doing. Mothers, I think I can say to you, thank you. Thank you for the times that you serve and no one said a thing. For the things you did for those children and for your husband that no one will know about, that happened in silence, that happened at night, that happened in prayer, that happened in all the ways that you serve that are in obscurity. I want to thank you for that. You've done so much to help your loved ones. You've done so much to help your families. And so I say thank you. Then I say this. May God renew your strength. May God renew your strength. As wings of eagles, will He renew your strength. Hate to say it, but you know it's true. When the church becomes dysfunctional, who leaves the church of the sexes? Men do. The same thing happens. How many homes in the U.S. are only being led spiritually by women? And there's probably a reason why the Bible says that some of the spiritual leadership in the church must be done by men. I don't know if it's because men just won't automatically take it, if God didn't say, you got to take leadership in this. But women, I got to thank you for the way that you've picked up the pieces in so many ways, and you've made things happen. I was talking to a fine lady out in the lobby right before we started, and I said, if I had an opportunity to speak to a giant men's group or a giant women's group and to talk about the children's home, Baptist Children's Home, which group would I rather speak to? Can you guess? Is it a no-brainer? A woman's group. Why? Because women stand up to care for children. They take it personally. I work in my office. Just recently, we hired an assistant treasurer. But before that, I worked with 7 women in my office. That's like me having 7 mothers. And I need every last one of them. But those mothers come to work every day, and sometimes they struggle with things. You know, life's not easy. But I'll tell you this. We bring up the idea of a child is in need, and there will be no discussion that that child gets first priority. That's what happens in that place. And it's like all these, we can even be arguing among themselves, but when it comes to that child, man, what do we have to do to help them? Mothers, I thank you. Because I don't know if it's natural, I don't know if God just built you that way, or you're just plain godly, but they take up the mantle and help people in tremendous ways. But husbands, fathers, and children, we need to get in the habit of showing appreciation to these mothers, and by saying thanks to them and helping them with their work. If you want to get a mother excited, help her with that to-do list. If I've already learned as a man a long time ago that if I want to get Kathy excited, I help her because she carries so much responsibility. And so these children should not only be praising their mother, they should be figuring out ways that they can help her do what she needs to do. Because so many responsibilities just seem to default back to mothers. They need our help, and I can tell you this, mothers, is this true? They will appreciate your appreciation. Is that right? Mothers, you appreciate it, and it means something to you to not only have something, someone say something to you, but someone help you. And so if I can give a message today, the message is, mothers, we thank you. Have a great day today. Fathers, make sure the mothers know how much they're appreciated and that this should not be limited to one day out of 365. Amen? Amen. So ladies, thank you. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for the mothers who are here. Thank you for the grandmothers who are here. And I just pray that you will strengthen them. Pray that you'll encourage them. Father, sometimes the work that we do, it just isn't appreciated by almost anyone. And it's got to come directly from you. But Father, that shouldn't be. There are people who are benefiting from the ministry of these mothers and these women. So I pray that you would cause them to rise up to be thankful. For we should always be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.